27-year-old Kaylee Swanson is about to become a homeowner. It's about a year ahead of the schedule she mapped out with her boyfriend.
And we're kind of just tired of paying rent, and we wanted something that we call our own.
Swanson is walking along the tree-shaded sidewalks in her soon-to-be neighborhood. It's quiet, but not too quiet. And she seems excited as she talks above the traffic about decorating the new place and how close they'll be to work and a trail where she can run and walk their beagle. Basically, they just couldn't say no to the 3-bedroom brick townhouse in York. But many other millennials are saying no and delaying home buying due to student debt, tight credit, and stagnant wages. For Swanson, the difference is that her employer is paying $10,000 of her home buying costs. Swanson is director of sales for the York Revolution baseball team. It's one of 4 companies in the city to launch an employer-assisted housing program within the past 6 weeks. Sometimes the primary goal of these programs is community revitalization. More often, it's about recruitment and retention. But the catch is usually the same. Qualifying workers have to buy within a designated area, whether it's an entire city or a particular neighborhood. And they have to repay their employer if they move or get a new job within an established time frame, usually about 5 years. Swanson says that's not a problem.
I grew up near Cleveland, so I don't really get fazed by things that other people would get kind of worried about, I guess.
Bethlehem, Lancaster, Scranton, and other cities in Pennsylvania and nationwide have had similar programs in place for as long as 50 years. Pinnacle Health is launching one soon in Harrisburg, and economic development experts in Chester are revamping theirs. All of those cities share some of the same problems: declining tax base, dwindling population, rising crime, crumbling infrastructure. The York Revolution's owner, Eric Menzer, says that's part of his motivation.
Private businesses need to play their part in doing what they can while we continue to advocate for the political class to care about these issues and do something about it.
Menzer also says he's counting on a 10 to 20-fold return on his investment, mainly from reduced turnover. But what are those expectations based on exactly? Housing experts lament the lack of data on program outcomes, and Las Vegas-based realtor Dawn Lane says that presents a problem for companies that want to start offering housing assistance to workers. She's advised many of them through her Hope Home Foundation.
That's the one thing that I get asked, and that's one of the obstacles, is you go somewhere and they want to know what are the results.
Some experts also say these initiatives simply fight the market. York Mayor Kim Bracey sees that happening in her city. York College of Pennsylvania staff and alumni can get up to $5,000 if they buy their first house in the neighborhood adjacent to campus. But only 5 people have taken advantage during the past decade.
While we were trying to transform and revitalize housing back to single family home ownership, landlords coming in, scooping up the properties.
Lane says the city's new programs could work better. They're citywide and have twice as much purchasing power. Bracey says success, to her, would be a city where the majority of homes are owner-occupied. 55% are rentals, and it's been that way since she was economic development director more than a decade ago.
It's pretty much remaining stagnant. And I don't know that that's a bad thing, but if I could just get 1% up more, then I know I'm going in the right direction.
Bracey also figures people want good schools, safe neighborhoods, and clean streets, and a higher home ownership rate would mean progress on all those fronts. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.